Хорошо. Вы знаете, еще раз и еще раз говорю, нет ничего лучше, чем знать, что ты находишься на своем месте.
Again and again, you will know that you're in your place. You know, all over the world,
настоящие лидеры, настоящие
real leaders
церкви,
raise up real churches. And I'll tell you, beloved, don't miss your chance. Don't miss your chance. You know, one time I heard
an
American preacher, he said, you know where there's driest grass? Underneath the sprinkle head. How do I translate the sprinkle head? You know that sprinkle head that comes out of the grass and just sprays and waters the grass? The driest place of grass is right underneath the sprinkle head because it's spraying somewhere else. You have to learn to accept that water that's next to you. Amen? Beloved, believe me. Again and again and again, I say, I'm thankful to God. You know, from the very beginning, we understood that we're not a local church, a regular church that has to be here locally and concentrate locally. We understand that the Lord is placing something inside of you global, something big, something that has to influence this whole world. And we're not just throwing words around and phrases around. We know that with the process of many years, we're just beginning to work. Alexander and Elena and many, many other people that are raising up all over the world is just the beginning of that reformation that is coming. It's just the beginning of that reformation. And believe me, we do not tolerate the spirit of religion. We're here to crush that disease and to destroy it. We're not going to have compromise with this. We're here to crush that evil spirit in the name of Jesus and to deliver and release those, the ones that have been bonded into freedom. And we all of us experience all of this upon ourselves. Amen? So, beloved, today I will talk to you about a very unique topic. The message is called Breaking Through the Substance of Natural, or Breaking Through the Natural Substance. Everybody wants to walk in the supernatural. Everyone. Ask a child that can separate left from right, and he will tell you he wants to have the glory and supernatural signs and wonders. So what is needed to what do we need to break through the substance of natural things to walk in supernatural? And you will see how, you will be shocked how easy the key is. So we live in that generation that will no longer listen to arguments and the promises of the old generation. We will not listen to those things. Why is that then in our churches there is no God? God is not there. Because you know what? You need to be taken off. And the one that carries God needs to be placed upon that place. And usually it's an 18-year-old guy. Hello. God was selecting prophets. You know what? You think God selects prophets that are, you know, old and have long beards? Remember Jeremiah? He said, Lord, who's going to listen to me? I'm just a youth. And he said, I will send and you will speak. And they will listen. You know why? The Lord searches for that generation that listens to him. He searches for the kids, for youth, for the young ones, for the young guys and girls, young families that will listen to what he says.
Дорогие мои, все очень просто.
Beloved, everything is easy.
Тебе сложно отвечать на вопросы? Очень легко.
You know,
потому что я не иду на компромисс.
It's easy for me to answer these questions because I don't compromise. Black is black and white is white. You know, it's embarrassing for me to listen to all of these excuses, interviews. You understand if you look at it from this other side. No, you don't need to come to it to another side. God is not there and I want him. That's it.
That's it.
I want the glory of God in my life. You know what? I haven't started yet anything. I was just personally searching for God. I don't know where you all came from.
Потом Бог еще нашел парочку, которые тоже хотят такого же. Потом мы свистнули.
And we then more and more people started coming all over the internet and through the TV. Hello?
Смотришь, гля, оказывается, это не просто мой личный вопрос.
Apparently, it's not just my personal thing. Apparently, that is the vision or a problem in Christianity. You know, means that Christianity has no God. How is it that hospitals don't take sick people? Or you come into Burger King and they don't sell burgers. All they do is show pictures. No, church. Church is the carrier of life and glory and fire. If it's not there, run from it. It's not church.
Я это говорил и буду говорить. Мы
I've said it before and I'll say it again.
Эту заразу насмерть.
I am here to destroy this disease.
Толерантное христианство закончилось.
We've had enough of Christianity that is tolerating things. If you're tolerating things and you're compromising, we're not going the same way. I want life. I'm not battling people. Never ever will I say a single name of family or movement or pastor. I will never name anything. I hate the spirit that enslaved our whole generation. We're not battling with churches and people, we're battling the spirit that is destroying. And everyone had the same syndrome, destroyed, they're in depression, people that have no future, and that is called Christianity, or Christian of the last day. Just bounded by the spirit of this world, cannot accomplish much in their lives. People can't even have peace in their families. What conquering of the world are you talking about? Or reformation of Christianity are we talking about? You can't conquer this cold that you have. You can't conquer certain things in your life. What are you talking about? We have to be turned into another direction. Maybe people will rise up that will say, I don't want to live this way. You know what, beloved? And I know. Just like Alexander's here, and thousands listen to us, and they will listen to us. Beloved, there are people that no longer are okay with things the way things are happening. Yesterday's sandwich, they've had it. They ate it before. Yesterday's meal, they've had it. Thank you. Something's wrong with you. No, thank you. How is it? It could happen over there, and we don't have it. Thank you. If we're saying that it happened somewhere a long time ago, why is it that inside is screaming that I want it today? That's it. A new generation is rising up. New generation is rising up. It will no longer swallow this lies, religious lies. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, we are those that want to see a live God, and nothing you can give me that will satisfy me besides God. You cannot tell me anything. I want to see my God alive. That is why we see masses of people. They come. Thousands of testimonies come onto our website. Masses of people try to come here. Why? Because something. They see something here. Because somewhere they heard something. Because they want to see a live God just like we do. God is raising up a generation right now that will break through the substance of the natural, and they will walk in the supernatural glory of God. We will walk. Church, we already walk. Some flip out when they see gold teeth, diamonds, and gold dust and whatnot. Beloved, we will see such thing that the eye has not seen. This is just the beginning. We say, I am following the heart of my God because I want my generation to see life. What's going to follow me? I don't select and choose how God should be in my life. I say, be how you want to be, Lord. The way you want to be. Wherever. And do whatever you want. But to walk into supernatural, you're supposed to get sick of the natural so that you no longer will decide to live with it. You no longer want to live with it. Today is a simple message, but you can only understand this if you need this word. Those that no longer want to live in the natural. What is natural? Natural is a disease. It's a sickness. Natural is when you work and you work and you work and you don't have anything in your life. This word is not only for just spiritual things, but also for the businessmen that have been born by God to bring finances into church. To rent out stadiums for crusades. Beloved, I will say you'll never do this in the natural. You have to step into the supernatural. You have to. Beloved, you know, I was shocked
when
I went through the whole Bible. I was studying this question. I would come to every general of God in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and I noticed that all of them would cross over the line of supernatural when they no longer decided to walk in the natural. You know why you're not in the supernatural still? Because you have accepted the natural. You are satisfied with the natural. Remember Israel when they were leaving Egypt? You know what? You know why God allowed these things? They were horrible things. So Israel needed to cry out. Does anybody understand what I'm saying?
Israel
needed, there needed to be a cry that would go up to heaven. And then that cry has to come from heaven and touches the heart of champions. This is what he's doing right now in nations and in people. This is what he's doing in this building. God's cry wants to reach you because the cry of nations and people has reached him. But Israel, they didn't give in very easy, did they? It's okay, we're going to bring our own straw. We're going to continue making these bricks. So what? It's not working out too good, but Pharaoh was angry at us. Now we're doing everything ourselves. We're going to do everything ourselves. You remember all these stories from childhood, how the devil has made this situation so bad for them, they could not breathe, and they said, that's okay. And then they said, Moses, you're to blame for all of this. Get out of here. They should have been figuring things out and seeing that that something is happening, this pressure is coming because the deliverance is coming. They are pushing out that deliverer. Hello, church. Everything is repeating itself. Don't listen to his messages. You become even worse after listening to his messages. I'll tell you why. So you would just renounce the natural. So God just takes and just squeezes things out of you. And you say, God, let revival come. Revival is coming right now. You have to see it. We think one awesome morning I get up and hear angels all around me. They dance, and they dance, and there's glory, and I'm in the supernatural. No. God will squeeze you into the supernatural from the natural. Just imagine this tube, and you're squeezing it. You're being squeezed out. That's how God wants to squeeze you out of your comfort zone. And you don't want to go. No, I don't want to go. It's okay here. Again, I'll say this. To enter into the supernatural, you're supposed to get sick of the natural to the point where you no longer want to accept it and live in it. You know why Alexander and Elena are here? Pastors from Germany, you know why? Because not because they're somebody special, because there are people who say, we are not going to live this way anymore. Ask them, and that is their key. And then, in some strange way, they found us. We're exactly the same in that spirit. They had this spirit. You will not find us if you don't have that spirit, if you don't have that inside of you. You will only find us when you will be exactly the same way as we are, and you have the same questions, and you say, oh, yeah, now I understand why Shapovalov is screaming. Apparently, we have similar situations.
You know,
apparently, some people are still okay with the religion and what it does to people. Apparently, they have not been ran over by it. Why are you touching all this stuff? Let's be peaceful. Peace, peace. Did anybody see that God reformed Pharisees? I came. I've done great crusades and conferences with Pharisees. Pharisee this, and there's a picture of Jesus, and we're having a conference with Pharisees. Jesus came. And he said, guys, you know what? This building is so horrible that it's easier to build from ground zero. He went and found those guys that don't know anything. They're really clueless. Yeah, they couldn't decide who's going to sit on the right or left side of Jesus. That's another problem. But, beloved, but at least he found those that have decided to follow him, the hungry ones that said, we want to see God. And you know what? God was always looking for that spark. Remember that young rich man? You know why he didn't break through the substance of the natural? Because he decided to live in the natural. You know, he was happy with the natural. Majority of people that I'm preaching to right now, they will never step over that line through the one that I'm telling you to step over right now. You'll say, beloved, what are you prophesying right now? You know what? I know my future. I've seen it clearly. And that is why I can tell you these things. Believe me, majority of people, I know. You know, my messages are for champions that will raise up masses. But beloved, some, I'll say, majority Christianity, they will not want to. They will not want to get up on this path of death by themselves. They will not want to come out of their business. They will not want to place everything, you know, on the altar with their own hands, you know. And God has a wonderful method. It's called crisis, earthquakes, tsunamis. You think it's a bad thing? It's a good thing. Look how people started praying, fasting. I'm amazed. As soon as disaster comes, some sort of horror, you see everybody's united. Everybody's praying. You see, forum, no longer do they pour out dirt. They say, let's pray for Japan. Look how awesome that is. Lord, shake everything that can be shaken so we can pray. And not do useless things. Remember Gideon? Simple guy. He's not know much, you know, not important even in his own sight. Beloved, I tell you, that's the principle of the Bible. It is written in red ink throughout the whole Bible, through all God's generals. The ones that are fed up with everything, they're sick of everything, they are the ones that rise up and just transform things. Some think that you need theological education, or, you know, have friends here, friends that, with presidents, with TV stations and government and whatnot. No, everything that you need. You just need to be fed up to live in this dirt, in this, you know, swamps. You know, remember that prodigal son? Someone said and looked. There's pigs, dirt, smells bad. And he said, enough. He got up and went to his father's house. Some think that has to do with God. No. It has to do with only with you. He searches for people like Gideon. He searches for people like David. He searches for those like Anna that does not accept barrenness. He searches for those like Esther that will not let her nation die. He's searching people for people, church. You want to walk in the supernatural? How long are you planning on living in the natural? And answer that. And once you're fed up with that, that's when you will step over. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? Message is quite simple. You cannot not understand it. Right now you're asking God a question. How should I step into the supernatural? Right now I give you a key from heaven. How? You were thinking it's fasting. 40 days of fasting. It's prayers and prayers. Night prayers. Masses and masses and prayers. No. Just one sits there and he said, I'm sick of it. Gideon said, I've had it. Look at all these people coming into my nation. You know what? God hears that prayer fast. Yeah, give God glory. Give God glory. This is a condition that angel found Gideon in. His prayer was so awesome that the angel got in the midst of it all. Let's read that. Judges 6:11. While you're opening it, all of Israel, look, remember Gideon, Israel was being attacked by Midianites, and they were being Midianites, and as soon as they would place something on the table, somebody would eat it. Okay, one time, two times, it's okay, but when it's, when the Israel started living in the rocks and in the caves, that tells you something, that you cannot live normally anymore. Now you have adapted yourself to this cave, the kids have been born in the cave, and they have been taught taught to live in the cave. This is our crazy religion. That's how it looks. We've been taught this way. Don't touch the devil. He's going to eat everything. Who remembers that? Crazy theory. Does anybody remember that? Don't touch Satan. Don't say anything against him. Oh, you said it. Now you're going to get in trouble. What? Lord, wash my mouth. Wash my mouth. I should just say it's Satan. You know, I had a friend. She said as soon as I'd say something like that, my mom would go and wash my mouth. Seriously. Oh, Lord. At one moment, God saw that, and he found a man that was sick of it all. Beloved, that's it. Look, you know when you will go to the gym? When you will no longer fit into your last pair of jeans. Does anybody understand me? You say, oh, Lord, time to go to the gym. You see that? How our life pushes us into these things like exercise. Everything comes to not to theologies, not to your date of birth, not to your age and Bible colleges and teachers. Everything comes to one question and questions only. How long are you planning on living in this? And when you'll get sick of it, that's when you, Peter, will walk out of your boat and you'll walk on water. And everybody else will say, it's okay, it's normal. We feel natural, it's normal. It's okay to drown. It's natural. He took that step into the supernatural and brought deliverance and victory to his people. We'll touch down with the story, Gideon. You all know this story. And you know the rest of these stories. If we touch down, you all know. Let's read. Judges 6:11. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak. I like this. To stop here. You know, angels sit, you know? He sat down. That means that we're going to have a conversation now. Angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak at Ophrah, which belonged to Josh the Abizrite, and his son Gideon was beating wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. I'll tell you, that was bad time. When he said, hello to you, peace to you, mighty man, he went off at that angel. Have you ever touched down an angry man who was, he was angry and he was hungry at the same time? And he's fixing something in the car and it's not working out for 3 days now. You see the picture now, right? So he's changing and everything is breaking. His hands are beat up. Nothing is working out and the parts don't fit. And plus, on top of that, he's hungry. Why? Because he has no time to eat. He's busy trying to fix. He wants to fix it. 3 days and wife comes and says, hello, beloved. What? This is, I'm kind of painting a picture of the angel sat down and he asked a question. And this is in that condition. Gideon was kind of in that condition. How many years? Winepress to hide it from the Midianites. They even wrote why he was sitting there. Not because he was beating wheat. And it was like flavorful wine press. It was better than the regular one. No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't cool to do that. No, he was hiding it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, mighty man of fearless courage. You know why he said that? Because he sees the future. He's speaking into your future, not into the natural right now, into the present. When you have dreams and you see yourself doing awesome things, God speaks into your future. And you want to tell him your natural of what's happening right now, at the present time. And Gideon told him where lobsters go during winter. He said, hello to you, mighty man, a fearless courage. And Gideon said to him, oh, sir, if the Lord is with us, why has all this befallen us? You see that man is fed up. He's just losing it right here. What? What? In other words, he was sick of it up to here. He's had it up to here. He said, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. These Midianites, he couldn't do anything. Why? Because he was by himself. And there were many, many, many of his enemies, and said, like the sands upon the shore. Listen. The Lord is with you, mighty men of fearless courage. And Gideon said to him, Sir, the Lord is with us. Why has all of this befallen us? And where are all his wondrous works that which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us from Egypt? You see, the Lord is searching for a heart for individuals that, you know what, that was his last straw. That's it. I cannot live like this anymore. And look what happens. Beloved, right now I'm preaching into those lives, into those hearts. So you're sitting on your bench and you're listening to your regular nonsense that you've been listening every Sunday. You're so sick of it, sick of listening to it, eating it. You're irritated by it all. Why? Because you're Gideon, that's why. You're Gideon.
God,
when you come home and you try to do those things that these foolish pastors tell you, nothing works out, and you say, Lord, show me a way out. The way out is in you. You will start the move in your own city. You say you need help. You don't need help. You don't need me. You don't need help. If you need help, God did not tell you to do this. God did not ask you to do this. You know what's the most unique thing? Is help comes later. But the first step you have to do yourself. Don't worry. You're not going to be helpless. People will rise up around you, same as you. But the first step, you have to take that first step. Listen. And where are all the signs and wonders which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us out from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hands of Midian. Most powerful prayer ever. The Lord turned to him and said, go into your might. I'll tell everybody who's listening, who watches, and those of you who are here. Are you sick of something? Let the Lord create the situation in your life that will take you to this moment where it will be either or, but there will be one thing. I don't want to live this way any longer. I don't want to live this way anymore. The Lord has forsaken us, and He has given us into the hands of Midian. The Lord turned to him and said, go in this your might, and you shall save Israel from the hand of Midian. Have I not sent you? Look what Gideon says, 15. Gideon said to him, O Lord, how can I deliver Israel? Behold, my clan is the poorest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And look, 16, what the Lord says. Here's the key. The Lord said to him, surely I will be with you. That's it. That's all that you need. I don't need anything else, church. I just need to know. I have to get up every morning and know that is the Lord with me or is He not? Every morning, check, Holy Spirit. Here. Everything's here. His Lord is here. He's here. His angels are here. We have a mission. We're going. You don't need anything else. I tell you and prove to you how many people try to get to us, and Dima knows and Alexander knows. How many people come, please help us, do something, do something. Again, I answer. If the Lord will tell me to be there, I will come there. But here, this is not what we're talking about. The thing is, champions have to rise up. Those that no longer anybody visits them. This is why you will rise up. You're to blame. You didn't pray for us. You know this Christian nonsense. We were crying out. We were sending you emails. Pray for us. Pray for us. You don't need to cry to us. You cry over there, up to heaven. You'll get a better answer out of there. There, with me, you're in line. Over there, you're number one. And the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man.
Wow!
My God. Such simple truth. Such simple truth. How long are they going to torture you? How long will I listen to this nonsense from the podium? How long will I feed from these, you know, from these ministers who don't know anything, and you call them mafia? All that they need is to count their members and receive offerings. How long am I going to be in that place where no one comes to God? How long am I going to be in that place where there's no glory? And I come out as a squeezed lemon and not full of his life. How long? And you know what? I've noticed that there are a lot of people like that. That means something's going to happen, something very good. You know why? We're going to wait another year. We're going to wait another 2 years until this pimple will explode him by itself. Everything that God needs for this move in the nation is only one individual that does not want to live like this any longer. Again, I tell you and show you the key. Everything that you need or everything that I told you before this moment was nonsense. You know what you need? Read the Bible. There's everything in there. What did Gideon need for victory? It's all in there. You know what? Listen. In the whole Bible, you could see the same moment. Anna and her son Samuel. Where was he born? Based upon what? You know how many people are barren at that time? You know, back then they couldn't figure it out. There was no medicine. And, you know, they called it a curse from God and things like that. And women in Israel that were barren, it was like the lowest of lows. It was like not a good position. When you read the story, you know that for women, that was the most embarrassing thing. For her, for women that time, it's important was to give birth to children, to have a family, in other words. And the most important function of a woman at that moment was not being fulfilled, is to have a family. And beloved, someone said, no, I will carry a child. Beloved, do you know that right now we're living in that same generation where same Annas are living and they're alive and they are barren, maybe not physical, maybe spiritual, but someone will say, I will not live this way anymore. And Anna just got to God that he came and said, okay, you will have a child. She was ready for things. Can you just imagine how can really want something, so when you receive it, you will give it away. It speaks about that the dream to have a child or to give birth to a child was more precious than to have a child close to her. She said no. Everybody was saying she's crazy. Her husband and her husband's other wife, and that priest Eli, he said, what, you drunk? Just, you know, come on, get out of it. She said, stop, man. This is how people pray, got it? This is how people pray when they are about to receive something. Something from God, amen? They pray like that before the breakthrough. Remember Ruth?
Oh,
another story. Remember Ruth?
Ruth.
Naomi told her, just stay. Like your sister. Just stay. You don't need to go. You don't need to follow me. It's okay. You'll find another place. And she said, no. No. I will no longer live in this. She said, no. I've experienced the worst. And from this moment, it cannot get any worse. It's supposed to get only better because I've hit the bottom. Have you been at the bottom? No? Yes? No? Enjoy the ride. You'll say, I don't love you. Yeah, I love you. That's why I want to see you in heaven. You know why? Because you cannot go any lower. Second bonus, we're only going up. Just, isn't it awesome? It's wonderful. Some are here because the center pulled you out from the bottom. Right now, we're only going up.
Hello.
Hello. Are you receiving something for yourself?
Простой принцип.
Simple principle. Just study it. Learn to see people in that same spirit. A team has to raise up around you that in the same spirit. You have to notice that spirit. Americans call it desperate people. It's this, that's it. I can't handle it anymore. I'm desperate, Lord. Can't go anywhere else. This is where people step into supernatural. They step into supernatural. Remember David and Goliath. Story. We've talked about it thousands and thousands of times. Is it not based upon the same principle? Someone said, we are turning off this thing once and for all. The one that has been swearing there for 40 days. Beloved, listen. Somewhere, you have to come to this point where you had enough. David was awesome. He'd come and always have a breakthrough. Someone, a lion tried to eat the sheep that he was taking care of. Next thing you know, he has a rug to sit on. You know, he just deal with everything that was going against his things. David comes into the field, does not know much. Who's this? What? Why? Who is this big guy? Why is he swearing? You understand? The situation is not so good. We can't really battle for 40 days. Now I've been sitting here and we're losing and we're just eating all our food. Why? Why can't you go? Because he's preventing us. This it? That's it. I'm going to kill him. And you see one, two times, three times. That's it. They took Goliath out and he cut his head off. So good. And there's victory. Beloved, everything that God needs is one man or a woman that will no longer tolerate that. Do you have that spirit? It's a very simple message today, but I will nail this head upon your head. I will nail it into you. Oh, you say it's all normal. Oh, not enough money. It's okay. We're going to make it. You know what? You will make it. But how far? It's okay. The car is broken. Okay, I have a bus. It's okay. We'll walk. And your whole life is like this, compromise upon compromise. You know what it is? It's our Russian. That's how we were taught. Everything is flowing this way. And we think it's normal. There's no warm water. It's okay. And we all live this way. Like idiots. Neighbors don't have hot water, then it's okay. Nobody has hot water. What? We'll bathe in cold water. It's okay. At least we got cold. You know what? How long is the winter? 3 months, then we'll go bathe in the river. This is our Russia. I like Americans. I enjoy this nation. Pressure somewhere, and they pick it, and they pick it, and they really don't care if there's a crowd with him or not. He's walking and picking. My boss is not fair. And he said, my boss just cut my pay. And he's walking around. He doesn't care. And no, we're not like that. Is my family near? Is my prophetess Tatiana here? Is everybody here? Is my whole clan here? Okay, we're going. Oh, look at our Russian. We are afraid. That's how Lenin taught us not to stand out. And religion affirmed it all. Established it. I love today's message. Look, Esther and her victory. Esther. Again, I tell you, beloved. Esther brought not just a victory, supernatural victory to Israel. And not only victory, that moment, they destroyed all of their enemies, and God established Israel in that nation. Now everybody feared Israel. Now everybody was changing their passports in that country. Now they became Rabinovich. Please. Hello. Everybody wanted to become a Jew in the time of Esther because they knew they had favor with the king. Listen to me. If you're thinking you're going to walk into the supernatural one fine day, somewhere, again, I tell you, beloved, and I ask you, how long are you going to tolerate what you tolerate? lack of money, problems with kids, diseases in your family, in your life. How long are you going to tolerate unemployment? How long are you going to tolerate just foolish things from the stage and foolish things that happen around you, this and that? Again, I simply ask you a question. And how long are you going to tolerate it? And that's what is holding you from supernatural. That is the distance. There are masses of stories like that in the Bible. They're all connected with by one thing. To walk in the supernatural, you need to leave the natural behind. To walk into the supernatural, element of the natural has to be push you and just squeeze you out. Element of the natural has to push you into the supernatural. Remember, I read recently a book of God's Generals. It's an awesome book. It's a bomb. You just read it and just I suggest you all read it. There's wonderful things that are in there. And one of the Alexander Dowry, you remember how his service started? They had some cholera, or some other disease, I don't remember. People were dying. He was a pastor, and he wasn't moving in a supernatural glory. And when they said, he said, God, he screamed, Lord, I will not bury any more member of my church. I've had enough of these funerals of young people that are dying before their time. And he said, stop. And you know what? The spirit of death left, and then his church, not a single person died in his church from that time. Beloved, that happened in that time, in this time. Beloved, we have to understand, the secret is quite simple, yeah. But you have to hunger towards it. You have to squeeze into that place. And often church, often it's not a pleasant situation. Not a pleasant one. Tell me, what, did David like what was happening with Israel and Goliath? Did Gideon like that Midianites were eating up everything? No. The situations are never pleasant. They were never beautiful. But these situations give birth to champions. Do not fear these situations. Fear that there's no one around who is sick of it. That's what you should fear. That no one cares. Remember? Prophets. The Lord was speaking through a prophet. I was searching for a man. Remember? That would stand in the gap for this nation. And what the Lord says. And he said, and I could not find. So the judgment goes against the nation. The Lord does not want that. He wants to find a person who will stand in the gap between him and the situation, who will say, Lord, please, where are the intercessors? Where are those that write and say, we're sick of it? If you're sick of it, move. You say, you can't, no one can. We step into the supernatural, we don't even understand how. It's just that we run out of the natural and we can no longer handle it in the natural. And we can't do things. That's when we step over into the supernatural and say, Lord, how did this building come around? Not only did we not have money, we owed money. We needed 70,000 and 100 came. And I'm saying, what is this? From the natural into the supernatural. How is that small church like this can influence the whole Christian world? Oh, yeah. We'll see what's going to start happening. Just get ready. Get ready. Yeah, beloved. Why? Because someone said, enough. I cannot stand this anymore. And everybody says, you're going against me? No, I'm going against that spirit. I know one thing. My spirit is stronger. That's how it is written, isn't it? So, not power of darkness will against you. Religion is power of darkness. Who killed Christ? Who stops a revival? Who destroys lives, prayers, and glory of God? Who? Religion is that disease. Then it's the power of darkness, and the power of darkness will bow down before you. Go forward and smile. So, it's okay. We don't even know that uprising that's going to happen. I've seen it all. You want reformation? Church, are you ready? That everybody will go against you? Are you ready for that? News channels, denominations will unite against you. And it will try to solve the problem of Transformation Center. Are you ready? I will stop here because I can't say anything else anymore. If I say anything else, you'll run away. But you have to be here. You have to get a thicker skin so you can handle all these things. I want fluffy, fuzzy, comfortable Christianity. And this is not the place for you then. Because we have been born for Reformation Church. We have been born to achieve something completely different than what you've painted in your head, how center should be. You're so aggressive. Amen. Amen.
Итак,
so,
с чем ты согласился жить, это покушается на твое сверхъестественное.
What you've decided to live with, now that natural is going against your supernatural. Again, I tell you, what you have accepted to live with, that is that spirit that steals your supernatural ministry, your supernatural food, that. How fast you'll deal with that? That's how fast you will be in the supernatural. As soon as you will deal with Goliath, with attacks of Midianites and other nations and things like that, that's how fast Esther's will rise up. You know, beloved, bad times do not bring anything bad. They only bring good things. Bad times give birth to David's, to Esther's. Bad times, they bring out Joseph's. Some cry. They wait for some sort of savior. They write letters and prayer requests, and they don't understand that has been allowed by God, the situation is allowed by God in your life, so to take you from this place where you have grown cold. You know why people write prayer requests? They want someone to pray them into comfort again. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? And God says, stop. Right now, you've prayed enough, and now I'm doing what I'm doing for your good, and now you want someone to pray the situation back, and you want to go back into what you've been in? No, forward, and only forward. Amen? Listen. You're crying against the devil. Believe me, if the Lord allowed these attacks, they're nothing but a motivator in your movement, forward. Believe the word of God? A hair from the heads of his children, not people, his children, will not fall. If it is allowed in your life, not only are you bald, but a demonic attack is going against you, against your finances, against your family. You have to pay attention here and say, Lord, my step is forward, and the Lord will show you the most uncomfortable step that will bring into movement everything around you and will lead you into the supernatural. And everyone around you will look and say, how you have a table full before your enemies. Everyone will see everything is falling around you and everything is growing with you. Everyone will sit and scrape to pay for a building, but you're going to have a profit. Because you're living in the supernatural. It's quite sad that some people listen to me. They understand everything, and they know what needs to be done to enter into their destiny. But the spirit of fear overtook their life so far that they will never take that step into the supernatural. They will remain in their dead churches with their dead leaders, awaiting for those things that someday something will change. They will continue working with this grain, hiding from those that should have been, you know, defeated long time ago. Beloved, answer me this question. We love comfort, right? Of course we do. Who doesn't like comfort? Money, cars, hangouts, good house. Because we all like that. Answer me this question. How could Gideons raise up if there would be no Midianites? You want to see Gideons in your nation? Where are the Midianites? There should be crowds of them. A lot. So everybody would fear. They would fear that everybody would run besides one. And that's how you see a champion.
толпами чемпионы не поднимаются.
You can't raise up champions by crowds and a hundred thousands of champions. What? No. Remember how Gideon was just go through this process of selecting those who are afraid. Who's afraid? Part of them are gone. Let's go drink some water, guys. And the way they were drinking water, he said, now you leave. And he looked and said, Lord, prepare my soul. Because what he saw, he couldn't see it. What he saw, what he has to do, he looked at the people. Guys didn't even have swords. He had just containers, and they had torches. We're going to have a lot of fire. What else do we have? We have trumpets, like prophesy. We're going to prophesy. Lord, what do we do now? That's it? That's it. Because, Gideon, I want to prove to you that I raise up champions. God is raising up champions. And he says, I don't need your swords and your strategic planning. All you need is just scream from fear and trumpet those horns that you have. That's it. This is your theological education. Scream. And all the enemies will destroy each other. That's how war happened back then with Gideon. Tell me, how can David's be, how could David or David's rise up? If we don't like Goliath. They're so bad. They scare us. We're so afraid. Gays and lesbians are everywhere. Oh my goodness, what do we do? I don't know what that was, but tell me, how can Anna's raise up if there is no barrenness? How? You want to give birth to Samuel? You want to raise up something great and powerful? Do you want to go through barrenness? No. Can we do the other one? No. Samuels are not born by accident. Oh, bam, and there's Samuel. No, Samuels, you have to pray for them. They're born through death and resurrection. Beloved, tell me, how can Esther's rise up if there would be no Haman's? Huh? We want to see great move of God, and I want to tell you, show me the enemy, and then I will find Esther. Esther is not raising up if there is no Haman. And I will tell you, this is very deep. You have to understand. If you want to see movement, I will say, where is that first of all resists, goes against that movement? You want to see Esther? You want to see David? Before that, you will see Goliath. Before all of that, you'll see Haman. You see other enemies. You'll see barrenness. You will not see a dream. You'll see that will bring you into the supernatural. Pray God to God. So whatever happens in my life, for me to take me from the natural
comfort, warm things, что-то, в чем только единицы ходят по этой земле. Покажи мне, Бог. Покажи мне, Бог. Да, со мной рядом в этот момент с Анной никого не было. С Давидом никого. Есфирь одна, под страхом смерти, царил на прием. Дорогие мои, мы все чемпионами рождаемся поодиночке.
We will all be born by one. Are you ready? Not by crowd, not with your aunt or your uncle. We're not going with a crowd, we're going by one. Those are not champions who go by crowds. Champions are by one.
Champion
is not because he's a champion, it's because he had something planned.
Иногда может его крик от страха испугает
больше.
То есть его крик страха напугает кого-то больше. То есть они оба боятся. Но враг боится больше.
The enemy fears the scream that
так, я заканчиваю, дорогие.
Champions have. So I'm going to finish up
с этой простой фразой.
With an easy phrase. And remember it for
Итак,
all.
Заключается не
the
в том,
question is,
хочешь ли ты ходить в сверхъестественном,
not,
а в том,
if you want to walk in the supernatural, or the question is, are you, is it, was it enough for you to walk in natural? Do you want to go into supernatural?
Amen.